If you travel between Johannesburg and Pretoria, you're likely to see hundreds of billboards. In fact, a person sees on average over 1,000 marketing messages a day through logos and TV adverts, spots on radio and podcasts, and of course, billboards among many others. That's a lot of information to take in. So how do you get an ad to be noticed? Does location matter? How do you capture someone's attention in less than 10 seconds? In a building just off the busy Buccleuch interchange in Waterfall, you'll find a pair of billboards disguised as an office. Or is it an office disguised as a billboard? And working hard inside is...
Dinesh Diyar, I'm the CEO of Air Outpost.
Being one of the first offices to open on the Waterfall development, I wanted to find out if he has answers to all my questions. This is Season 2, Episode 6 of the Waterfall Podcast. Dinesh has an interesting background in media and advertising, and he took me through some of the companies and projects that he has worked on, and what ultimately led him to be the CEO of Ad Outpost.
By trade, I'm a broadcast journalist, and I worked in radio and television for the longest time.
He got his start in broadcasting and TV, including the SABC, Morning Live, and Prime Media.
I worked at the SABC for a long time, and I was the executive producer on Morning Live for a long time. So woke up at early parts of the morning to put on the breakfast show in the morning. I also worked as a creative director and a chief creative officer for Prime Media for some time, which then ultimately led me to this position as a CEO 6 years ago.
Dinesh says his background in journalism has contributed to his character and made him a better CEO today. Looking back on it, he has met and worked with amazing people and traveled to awesome places, and this has left him with some incredible stories to share.
As a journalist, I've been really fortunate. I did a lot of things in Africa. I actually even spent 2 days in jail in Ethiopia. The one time the South African government came and bailed us out. Otherwise, you know, in Ethiopia, you can be in jail and they throw the key away. Nobody will know you exist. So, yeah, we had some really cool experiences. And I like to think all of those things informs the kind of CEO I am today.
Ad Outpost has been in existence for 22 years, specializing in out-of-home advertising, also known as OOH, which includes billboards along the street or highway, but it can be so much more than that.
Essentially, billboards that you'd see on the side of the roads, or any form of media content that consumers will experience or consume that is outside the home. So it's very literal in that sense. And for me, it's been an interesting experience in terms of a media platform. As I mentioned, I come from radio and television, where I had the luxury of, you know, anything from 15 seconds to 25 seconds to tell a story in an ad or a commercial. Whereas with the billboard, you literally have 5 to 8 seconds to communicate a message.
Traveling at 120 kilometers per hour, passing a billboard doesn't give you much time to take in all the information. So keeping a message short but powerful is key to a good ad. Dinesh explains an example of how you can be creative and capture attention in such a short space of time.
I quickly learned less is more in this media. And I also quickly learned that from a creative perspective, it is so much more challenging, because you literally have this short window and you've got to communicate with your audience. Perhaps the best way to explain it is I can give you an example. I did an ad for KitKat some time ago, and I looked at all the television ads. I listened to the radio ads, and I came up with my own thing for out of home. And what I did was I just took a billboard, and it was a blank billboard, and all I had was text in the middle saying, "No advert, we're giving you a break." And at the bottom was just a picture of KitKat. So, you know, I was able to communicate that same kind of communication you'd get through a television or radio ad, but in 5 seconds. And because of my creative side is I started a thing called the Imagination Lab, which is also a big differentiator, by the way, from other media owners. They don't have an internal creative wing. And I thought, I want to be able to do that KitKat stuff and take it to clients, because a lot of clients think, oh, they spend all their budget on television and radio. And then for me, they'll give me the same ad that they've put in the U magazine. And I'm obsessed with giving return on investment to my clients. So I want to give them something different and unique.
Inevitably, when you're driving past the Buccleuch interchange, you will spot Dinesh's offices. The front of the building is enclosed by a pair of V-shaped billboards. And when it comes to adverts, location is key. So I wanted to know why they decided to open shop in Waterfall.
I think the roots of Ad Outpost and Waterfall goes back to a family and a unique individual. The unique individual I'm speaking about is one of the shareholders of Ad Outpost, and he goes by the name of Werner van Rijn. And the family I'm talking about is the Mia family. And because of his vision and the collaboration between him and the Mia family that has spawned this wonderful Waterfall development, and the fact that he was a shareholder and starter of Ad Outpost, it just made sense that it was going to find a home here in Waterfall. And the fact that this development was still in its embryonic stages at that time, it needed a platform to obviously advertise the developments that was going on in this space. And it became a perfect fit for Ad Outpost to become this unique and exclusive partner to this Waterfall development. And many years later, we continue to enjoy that relationship. And it's been a fantastic symbiotic relationship because it's benefited both organizations. You know, I often refer to this arrangement as the jewel in my crown, because when you look at where Waterfall is located and you look at the N1 going by, it's probably the hottest piece of property in the whole of South Africa, if not in Southern Africa. And for me to have exclusive rights to be able to market brands to the local community is certainly a huge, huge advantage to my organization.
Werner van Rijn and the Mears had the foresight to construct a building that effectively doubles as a billboard, partly due to the amazing location along the highway, the traffic that builds up there, and the high LSM audience that constantly passes by. And it didn't take long for Vodacom to become the main tenant.
It was a very easy deal to strike with Vodacom, the biggest brand at the time in South Africa, to take over this building and make it theirs. I'll tell you a very interesting background story to that. Some time ago, Vodacom had a focus group done just to try and ascertain which is their best outdoor asset in the country, so that they could understand where they're channeling their funds and where they're getting the most bang for their buck. And through this focus group, they thought that surely Ponte Tower should be quite iconic, and it is, and that should be at the forefront of people's minds. But interestingly, our building came out tops, where most of the people said, well, we think your head office there at the Buccleuch Interchange, that's the most iconic one that stands out there. and we found that quite interesting, because people even refer to this as their building and thinking that their offices are here. That's how that's what a landmark this has become for them. And we've never had any other brand on this building since day one. When I stand outside on the balcony and I see this traffic jam on the N1, which sometimes I'm also stuck in because I also live in Pretoria, I salute the traffic because it just means it's a fantastic audience for my billboard. People are crawling by, and my client as Vodacom is getting a fantastic return on investment.
With COVID-19 affecting just about every business, Ad Outpost is not excluded. But Dinesh has learned some lessons and has prepared for the future.
The impact it has had not only on us as a business, but the country and effectively the world, has forced people like myself as a head of a company to sit back and look at how do I build sustainability into the future. So I've sat back and had to reimagine the future. I've looked at my current situation and said, well, AdOutpost, as it is currently, is by and large an analog company. Yeah, we have a few LED screens, but that doesn't make us digital at all. Digital for me is online marketing, being on the internet. And I realized very quickly that this Black Swan moment has created an opportunity for me to recalibrate how we move forward into the future, or as I call it, reimagine the future. And one of the ways we're going to do that is to become a hybrid company, to go and use our skills as marketers and incorporate that on an online platform and see how all of a sudden, when I'm selling a package on, let's take Waterfall, where I do most of my business, and if I'm selling a billboard marketing either an attack development or a ballroom development, I can then sell it as a package and take out an ad or a banner online as well, where they can complement each other. And from that perspective, I think give me new revenue streams, but also then catapult me into the future.
Thanks for listening to Season 2, Episode 6 of the Waterfall Podcast. To listen to all the episodes, make sure you download the Go Waterfall app if you are a resident or work in Waterfall. For everyone else, new episodes will be made available a month later on cliffcentral.com, the Cliff Central app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more.